May 7th at the Best Western in Sheridan.
At Sheridan Funeral Home, we are experienced and skilled professionals who will guide you through your time of loss, listen to your needs and wishes, and take care of every detail. We have deep roots in the Sheridan community. We take pride in being able to lighten the burden as you take the first steps toward healing following your loss. Your needs and wishes are what matter most. Visit SheridanFuneral.com, Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, compassionate service for the Sheridan community.
This is the Captain with Captain Clean. Are you noticing unnecessary dust in your home? If so, your ductwork may be telling you it's time for a cleaning. HVAC and furnace cleaning will undoubtedly optimize your furnace's performance and keep your indoor air quality free of unnecessary dust and allergens. If you like clean air and lower energy bills, call our experts at Captain Clean today and schedule your next HVAC cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
Looking for a summer job unlike any other? The Sheridan Rec District is hiring for all their seasonal positions. They're hiring youth lead and recreation facilitators and lifeguards. If you enjoy working with kids and love being in the outdoors, apply today. This is an opportunity to support the youth of Sheridan County, helping them create wonderful memories. Find out more at SheridanRecreation.com. Call 674-6421 or just swing by the Sheridan Rec District's office at Thorn Rider Park.
The Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show was another huge success, thanks in part to all the vendors and the community. First Federal was proud to be a major sponsor again. We hope you got a lot of ideas for this spring and summer. Let the team at First Federal Bank and Trust help you achieve your dream of home ownership. We offer a variety of loan programs, refinancing options, and lot and construction loans. Making home happen wherever you are. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Good morning and welcome to Public Pulse. This morning we are joined by the new Executive Director of the Sheridan Recreation District, Alexander Mock, and Recreation Manager, Zach Stewart. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Floyd. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for being on. Now, Alex, some folks might not know a lot about you. How long have you been at the Rec District?
So I've been at the Rec District almost a year right now. We moved here from Tacoma, Washington in June. And so I got about 11 months under my belt and, you know, got one more month till we got that first year under. So excited to be here.
How do you like it so far?
I love Sheridan. I have family that's close to here. The community itself has been really opening and really amazing with welcoming me and my wife here. And so it's been a real treat to get to know everybody in this town. And I'm still trying to learn everybody's name and see everybody and get to know who they are and how we can help. But it's been a really blessing and a good time so far for this first year.
Now, when it comes to the purpose why you moved here, was it for the job or was it for the family?
It was a little bit of both, you know. We moved over to Tacoma to get closer to my wife, and we were there for about 2 years. And then kind of wanted to get back to a little bit more of a rural town area feeling. I did grow up in Glasgow, Montana, so getting to be a little bit closer to that type of community and that close-knit community was one of those big driving factors. But also just the recreation is my background. I've been in recreation for 10-plus years now, from Tacoma and then over in Willis, North Dakota as well, too. So this was a really big opportunity for me and my family to be able to move here and become an executive director. This is my first director position. So it's been a real big blessing for us to be here.
I mean, when you move to a city, you really get that convenience, but you do lose that network.
You do, you know, and Tacoma had its great facets with being able to serve a large population and a large need of recreational issues and things that we could accommodate through them. But you do lose a little bit of that connectiveness and also that community feeling that you get with these smaller towns. And so that was something that I was looking for as a whole, being able to really kind of settle down and kind of make this place our home for the long term. And so we're just really excited to be here.
You know, when I was younger, I wanted to move to a big city just for a couple years of my life, right? Because I figured I need to know what it's like. And I never got the chance. And now that I'm, 44 years old, I look at that and I'm like, no, I'm going to pass.
Yeah, that's about right. Where yep, I'm at, for sure. Know? Yep.
Yeah, but it would have been great when I was younger, I think. But now, and with my habits and what I do, a small town is perfect for me because I basically just go home and sit. That's I don't need any hustle and
Netflix,
bustle.
Netflix, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Now, when you look at recreation, what got you into the field itself? Were you just somebody who really loved sports when you were growing up? Or
sure. I sports were a really big part of my life. I was fortunate enough to get a collegiate degree or a collegiate scholarship in football. So I graduated at Bemidji State University. Go Beavs, I guess. Shout out. But going into when I was first going into I first went into college to be an education teacher. So I wanted to go into physical education is something that I was passionate about. Turned out I wanted to think outside the box a little bit more. So halfway through my collegiate career, I decided that I was going to switch up and major in sport management. And so got an internship with that director in Bemidji, who was at the city at the time. And then, like all kids, you get a lot of college debt. And so the boom was happening in Williston, North Dakota. So I thought I would go try to pay off some of my student debt by working in the oil fields for a little bit.
Yeah,
so,
I did too. Yeah.
Yep. So worked in the oil field for about a year, year and a half. And at the time, Williston Parks and Rec were building a very large community center. It was about 242,000 square feet. Had pretty much anything that you could want in it. Basketball courts, tennis courts, turf, fitness equipment, a water park, 50-meter pool, all that great stuff. And so I was approached by the executive director at that time to come on board because it was my background and something that I was wanting to be that I was passionate in. So was fortunate enough to get in on the ground level and worked my way up there for about 8 years. Became the director of facilities where I oversaw that facility and then also the sister facility, which was the Raymond Family Community Center, where we had our ice rink and our seasonal shows, and we had a couple basketball courts up there as well too. And so that just kind of led into all of the different types of recreational opportunities. And for my career, an example would be like being able to take it from the very basic and the entry level position and learn every single different facet, what recreation has to offer to the community. And then taking that and then utilizing that within, any other aspect of recreation when it comes to community involvement, when it comes to programming, when it comes to all the different types of opportunities that recreation can bring to all of the communities. So
absolutely. Yeah. And scheduling is a huge one. I mean,
For sure.
When it comes to scheduling, it's just a pain in the butt. But
Zach knows about that.
Now, as the executive director here, you got a little bit of road underneath your tires, mm-hmm. being 11 months in. Where would you like to see our rec district in 5 years in terms of programs and service to the community? Is there anything that you feel you would really like to put a stamp on?
Not necessarily a stamp, but I think just growing our community collaborations, being able to work with all of the 501c3 organizations that are in Sheridan right now, and being able to get groups together to be able to come up with ideas and be able to just better the community when it comes to recreation in general. And so whether that be outdoor recreation camps, whether that be if there is a facility that's going to be built, I know that's a big talk, how can the rec district partner with these other entities to be able to provide opportunities and provide services for the community to just better it. I mean, you look outside, you got the mountains that are the Bighorn Mountains that are right out your window. And so how can we utilize the beautiful place and where we live and be able to expand that so that, you know, Sheridan's not just a pass-through town. It's a destination town for people, as well as all of these wonderful facilities, amenities, and programs that we have to offer here. And so that's really my goal, is just trying to work with as many organizations and as many partners and, you know, not compete. We don't want to compete. We want to be able to do what we're good at, and that's programming, that's offering youth recreation, adult recreation, and that's fine-tune that to be able to put our best foot forward when it comes to offering these opportunities to all of the community here in Sheridan.
And I think that's great, and that's something that I've heard from, and this is absolutely no offense to the older executive directors of the past, but younger executive directors who've stepped into a lot of 501c3s lately, that's a word that has become basically like a rallying cry for them. Partnerships.
Yep.
Everyone coming together to make the community better as a whole,
right,
by focusing on what they do best. And I've heard that a lot, and I think it's going to work out really, really well, because I see these partnerships forming and fantastic events are coming out of it.
Well, and Sheridan's small enough right now. I mean, we have, what, 18 to 20,000 people that live in Sheridan. So we're not a metropolitan area to where there's all of these different spaces and opportunities for 501c3s and all these different variety of programs and opportunities, whereas you would see in a metropolitan area, they actually can do their own thing. Whereas us being in a smaller area, it really, we need each other. That's really what it comes down to, is we need our partners that we have, they need us. And so instead of reinventing the wheel and trying to, you know, do our own thing, it's good to partner with other organizations in that fashion.
You have no reason to double up on programs.
No, don't. No, because I mean, we don't want to compete. Like I said, we want to offer things that the community is looking for. What are they needing? What are you looking for as a whole? And so what can we do as an organization to provide that? And if it's already being provided through somebody else within the community, you know, how can we work with that individual or that organization to maybe promote it or make it bigger or allow more kids or more adults or more seniors to sign up for it? So it's a fun time to be where we're at and to be able to just start these conversations and see where we can grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, speaking of which, summer just around the corner. I mean, it is on its way.
Yeah, it's pretty nice outside. So summer's right around the corner.
Right?
Yeah. Well, we didn't really have much of a winter. We had pretty much a winter spring. So we've been outside quite a bit, getting things ready to go for this upcoming summer season.
Now, camps is a huge thing around here. I speak at the YMCA quite a bit about camps, but you guys offer a lot of camps too, don't you?
We do, yeah. We've had three of these camps the past few years already, and I'll let Alex talk about like the actual summer day camps. But we've offered Fresh Air Fridays, rock climbing, and adventure camps all in the last few years. Those programs have grown, and speaking of partnerships, we partner with Wyoming Mountain Guides, and they're the experts in that category. So it's hard to have everyone qualified for certain things, but they're qualified in all these areas. The Fresh Air Fridays, there's not a whole lot involvement in the camp. There are five Fridays throughout the summer, and we go on different hikes throughout the area. All you need is bring some snacks, some water, walking shoes, and a good attitude, and we'll go out in the mountains, and we're going to hike around.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep, that's a pretty popular program. It's all these programs are like 8 to 4, 8 to 5. So kids are just going out and walking in the mountains, going on some hiking trails, and yeah, that's a very popular program.
And is it one of those where I can basically show up, drop the kid off, say, have a great time, we'll see you at 5?
Correct. Yeah, we have a 15-passenger van that we can take all those kids up in with two adults, and they go out hiking, usually 1 to 2 trails a day. But they're, again, throughout the summer, five Fridays throughout the summer.
That's a fantastic opportunity for kids to really learn about the trails and learn about our surrounding area. I mean, are there like little lessons? Hey, this is that kind of plant or anything like that going on?
I mean, if our supervisors know all those details, a lot of it is just going through and enjoying the outside, the outdoor recreation, being outside, getting that sunlight, and just going to enjoy what we have here in Sheridan.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. I think that's pretty vital nowadays. I'm not one of those guys who likes to poo-poo on video games. But when it comes to getting outside, some of the fondest memories I have of my childhood are spending the summers with my father. And the first thing he did in the morning was kick us out of the house. Go find something fun to do out there. And I absolutely loved it. The rock climbing camp. This is one that I would have loved to have been involved with when I was a kid.
Yeah, so it's been a pretty popular program. We've only offered two sessions the last couple years, but it has grown in popularity. We do offer three sessions of rock climbing, again, partnered with Wyoming Mountain Guides. We have an 8 to 10-year-old group, an 11 to 15-year-old group, and an advanced group for 14 to 18-year-olds. There's no equipment required. Everything is provided to them.
Great.
So, again, they're jumping in the van, heading up to the mountain. Wyoming Mountain Guides has all those locations. So, there's, again, it's just the cost to go and all the equipment's provided. And you're sized up out at the climb sites and they'll teach you how to climb.
What a fantastic opportunity for little ones. You know, I wasn't able to learn how to climb until I think somewhere around my mid-20s, down at a YMCA in Rock Springs, Wyoming,
sure.
Throwing on the harness and hitting the wall. You know, I didn't have an opportunity to be outside and do that kind of thing. So I think that's fantastic. What are involved in adventure camps? What kind of adventure are we looking for?
Yeah, it's kind of a melding of both. Like they're doing a lot of hiking. They're doing some rock climbing. They're doing like science based things like we do go up to Antelope Butte and use the yurt up there. And that's kind of a good base camp for us. So they're up there quite a bit. They're along the creek. They're fishing stuff out of the creek and identifying different things again, along with that partnership, they're leading all that. So they're certified and they know what they're talking about. So that's a super popular program. We do have two of those. And those are 3-day camps. Both are in late July. There's a July 22nd through the 24th. That's for our 8 to 10-year-olds. And then the following week, the July 29th through the 31st, that's our older group for 11 to 14-year-olds.
When is registration for all of this begin?
Zach? So everything is open now. You can either call our office, 674-6421, or you can register for all this online on our website, SheridanRecreation.com.
Fantastic. You know, these kind of camps are something that's going to build memories and friendships. It's something I'm always talking about. Lifelong friendships are formed during these types of activities. And I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan Rec District right after this. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
The Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show was another huge success, thanks in part to all the vendors and the community. First Federal was proud to be a major sponsor again. We hope you got a lot of ideas for this spring and summer. Let the team at First Federal Bank and Trust help you achieve your dream of home ownership. We offer a variety of loan programs, refinancing options, and lot and construction loans. Making home happen wherever you are. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Colton Bates with the Bates team at Best. Sheridan is a place I've lived most of my life, and the truth is I love living here, and I know many share that feeling. With that, the world of real estate provides challenges that make living in Sheridan not so straightforward. Our goal at Best this year is to provide a sense of confidence and optimism to both buyers and sellers. We plan to do this by building a personal plan to fit those wants and needs, prioritizing communication, and gaining trust, as that's what's most important. If you know someone who's ready for a change but unsure where to begin, call us at 675-BEST or visit bestwy.net for the best real estate experience.
Proudly brokered by EXP.
Consider some bad things that did not happen today. You did not wake from a recurring dream in which you're wearing a firefighter's helmet, a soccer uniform, and gold-plated tap shoes while also being late for work. And kids in Wyoming did not get measles, mumps, rubella, or polio. For the last thing, thank a vaccine. For the other thing, just consider yourself lucky. Thank a vaccine. Ask your pediatrician if your kids are up to date on all their vaccines. Learn more at immunizewyoming.com. Brought to you by the Wyoming Department of Health, paid for with federal funding.
Pella windows are made for extremes. From blazing hot summers to freezing cold winters, with energy efficiency options to keep you comfortable and save you money year-round, and now enjoy extreme savings at Pella of Wyoming.
Get 20% off qualifying Pella projects or 0% APR for 36 months. Offer ends 5/31/2024. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Pella is ready for extremes. Make sure your home is too. Learn more at PellaSheridan.com.
Whether you're planting a tree or digging a foundation, contact One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Call 2 business days before you dig. It's free and required by law. Repairs to utilities can be expensive. Cutting a gas line or electrical line can be deadly. No matter if it's weekend yard work or major construction, call One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Sponsored by Public Service Commission, Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
This morning, we're speaking with the executive director of the Sheridan Recreation District, Alexander Mock, and the recreation manager, Zach Stewart. Now, in the previous segment, we spoke on summer camps, and if you missed that, don't worry. We will upload the show in its entirety later today on SheridanMedia.com. We're going to dive right in to speaking about Little League and youth softball. Tis the season for America's pastime. Where are we at?
Can I add, I just want to talk a little bit about the day camps that we're offering to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is our first year for the Sheridan Rec District that we're going to be, we're offering 8 weeks of day camps for our kiddos from ages 6 to 12. And so each week, so we're doing all of June. It's going to start June 3rd, and then we're going to go every week, and then we're going to take the week of the 4th of July off, and then also rodeo week off, and then continue again. But each week is going to be themed with a different type of activity that we're going to be doing or focusing on for that week. So there's like a Ninja Warrior camp that we're going to be doing. There's going to be a sports camp that we're doing, nature. There's a history and culture. So we're going to be taking kids up to some of the museums that are around here to kind of get a little bit more culture within that as well, too. And so we're really excited about these camps. They're going to be held out at the old NSI camp or NSI ground, so which is now Bridges. And that's also where the Scott Foundation is at, too. And so we're really excited about this. McCoy Thieland, our outdoor rec supervisor, has been working her tail off to be able to provide these opportunities. And so they're going to do everything from arts and crafts. We're going to have some, and in some weeks we'll have community members that are come in that will do a segment through that week and through that day. And then also just be filled with a bunch of different fun activities for the kids to participate in throughout the week. And so talking with Liz, at the Y, and then also there's a huge need for that type of camp setting within Sheridan in itself. And so
parents have still got to work, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so a lot of daycares don't offer that type of supervision and that type of offering during the summer months. And so this is one of those opportunities for those parents to take advantage of this opportunity that we're offering. And so I just did want to hit a little bit on that to make sure that I did get that out there. Registrations are open for that. The first camp does open or does start June 3rd, and then it goes all the way through. I think it's the middle of August is when it ends, but they're all of the descriptions and everything, and you can register online at our website. So, yeah, come on down, man. It's going to be a blast. So we're excited.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because you're right. You know, as a father myself, and my girl's grown, she's in college now. But, man, you know, the summer months, I still got to go to work. I got to find someone to come over and watch my little one.
Right.
And that's pretty dang expensive nowadays.
It is. And so our fees are... They're $200 for a week, so I know that it sounds expensive. However, it breaks down to about $40 a day for the kid. And so I think that's pretty comparable to what the childcare areas are offering at this point in time, too, around Sheridan, as well as we do offer scholarships for 50% off. All they have to do is come down and come down to the rec district, and then we'll get them a form for them to sign too.
That's fantastic as well, because not everyone can make that price listing, yep. You know. So now, what were the hours of operation on those?
Yeah, so we're going to have drop-off time is going to be between 7:30 and 8. Yep, and then pickup's going to be between 4 and 4:30.
Fantastic. That's all a work day right there,
yep,
my friend.
Exactly. Yep. And the kids 40 hours a week.
And it's a lot better than, you know, having to kind of hang out at the house and run around the same backyard all the time. You get all these fantastic activities. You get to learn a bunch of stuff. And I love the idea of the inclusion of, like, history and culture.
Yep.
That is great.
Yeah, we're also doing one, too. I'm pretty excited about it. It's a community aspect. So we're partnering with the police department and the fire department as well, too. For them to kind of bring the fire trucks down and then have some representative from that area to come talk about, you know, it's okay to come talk to a police officer, you know, just doing those different types of cues for kids as well. And we're also working with the animal shelter as well, too. So they're going to bring a representative down and then bring either a dog or a cat or something fun for the kids to hang out with and just learn a little bit more about what community is. And mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a big thing in Sheridan is community. So being able to, you know, inform kids at a younger age to be civil servants and be able to, you know, have that community aspect and that community offering and background is awesome.
I think it's great. And you know, looking back, camp used to just be, well, let's go shoot a couple bows and arrows, I guess. You know, I'm not talking bad on those camps, but it's just the offerings nowadays. They're so much more abundant.
Right.
And the programming is so much more enriching.
Yeah, there's, and like I said, it's 8 weeks long. There's eight completely separate weeks of topics. Other ones that we didn't touch on, there's a camping week, and there's also a, like, water-based activities week. So learning how to set up a tent, learning how to make a fire, all that sort of stuff. So kids are going to learn a lot of things. And if they're not as interested in it 1 week, next week there's another activity for them. So it's not the entire thing all summer long, 1 week at a time.
And I love the idea of the water-based camp as well, because that is something, you know, everyone, in my opinion, should learn how to swim.
Yep.
You know, everybody should learn how to swim and be comfortable in the water. That's just a safety issue for me. So moving on to softball and Little League. What do we got going?
Yeah, so Little League baseball and softball are right around the corner. Registration is closed. We do have a couple spots open. So if you haven't got signed up, give us a call at the office, and we'll see if there are any more spots available in that said particular league. We have seven different leagues. We have our peewee baseball, which is 7 and 8 year olds, intermediate baseball, 9 and 10 year olds, minor baseball, 11 to 12, and then our major league baseball, which is 13 to 15 year olds, and then all of our softball, 6 to 8 year old girls, 9 to 11 year old girls, and 12 to 14 year old girls. So we got seven different leagues. We're right in the thick of it. We've done a lot of coaches meetings. We have some player showcases for those teams that get drafted and split up to make those teams as even as possible. We will be sending out reminders when those are. We had our first one last night. We had about 45 kids down at Riedel Field. So it was a little chaotic, but it's a good time. But the weather's good. So kids were happy to be out there. So we have another one tonight and then two more next week. So again, if you haven't got signed up, give us a call at the office. We'll see if we can get you in. If you are signing up for Little League Baseball, we do require a birth certificate because we are Little League affiliated. You can either email that to us directly when you call us, or come down to our office and we'll make a copy of that and get it in our files for submission.
Now, when it comes to umpires, have you got enough? Are you still looking for more?
We always are looking for more. We're always looking for more umpires. Yeah.
There's never enough.
I mean, we have a lot of high school kids that do games, whether they're in Legion baseball in that program. We work around their schedule, so when they're available, they'll umpire some games. We do have some adults that are in the community that have umpired for a long time, and they're always looking to come back. But we're always looking for people that are interested, whether their kids have aged out of the program, they still want to give back to the community and make a couple extra bucks. The youth games, we are paying $35 a game this year, so if that entices you, we would love for you to come down and talk to us at the office or submit an application online. You can do that as well, and we'll be able to reach out to you. But, yeah, that is one thing we're always looking for, whether it's we have umpires for all those leagues except the littles. All those are like parent and coach officiated, but like as soon as they're in that, that intermediate league and up, we do have umpires. So we run four nights a week. So we are looking for usually at least three to four umpires per night on any given night of the summer.
When does the adult softball kick off?
Yeah, so we are just right behind that Little League Baseball new softball schedule. We have a manager's meeting on Monday, May 6th at 6 p.m. at Sheridan Junior High School. If you're interested in getting a team, that's a good starting spot to come in and chat with me and chat with other managers. That's going to be a very informative meeting.
Get your rule book, things like that.
Yep, get our rule set, what days of the week you're playing, your team fees. The team fee is $660. If you do show up to that meeting, you do get 10% off that team fee. So it's a good incentive to get there. Otherwise, you're paying the full $660. You come, you're paying $594. So it's a little bit more reasonable. That deadline to get a team will be May 10th. So that same week will be that Friday. And the schedules will be sent out that following week. And we're going to, as we do every year, youth baseball, youth softball, adult softball, we start the exact same day, the week of May 20th. You're going to be playing a game that week.
All right. Now, moving on to facilities itself, what is available as far as the facilities that I can rent at the Sheridan Rec District? I know we've had a lot of people move into town over the course of the last year. Some of those folks may not have had the opportunity to head down to there and see what's going on. Are you running the show down
there? Yeah, I'm the facilities guy.
You're the guy.
Yeah. So there's a couple different options. Everything is obviously first come, first serve if you don't want to reserve it. Obviously, all the tennis courts, all the pickleball courts, all the picnic shelters at those like playgrounds, they are first come, first serve, but you can pay a small fee to reserve it if you want it at a specific time. A lot of people do, you know, class reunions or family gatherings. Family reunions. And so a lot of people do that. I have had a couple of requests already through this during the summer, or a work party. We've had a couple of people do work parties. Our picnic shelters, we have picnic shelters at Barney Park, which is in Thorn Rider Park, and then also our Spiderweb Park, which is right behind that indoor tennis complex, and then a couple up at Bondi Park. For 2 hours, it's $15. And then if you want to go longer than 2 hours, it's just an additional $10. So $25 for anything over 2 hours for any of those shelters. And then for the actual like playing court facilities, tennis courts, we have two tennis courts, outdoor tennis courts, and then we have six outdoor pickleball courts. So if you want to rent those for a family reunion or anything, those are $10 per hour per court. So if you want to do the four pickleball courts out there and you want to do that, all four of them, it's $40 an hour. So if you want to do it for 2 hours, that's going to cost you $80. But you're guaranteed that space. We'll have a sign up and that the park is reserved for this group at this certain time. But yeah, if you are interested in doing any of that, you can give me a call at the recreation office and or shoot me an email and I can get you squared away.
Now, these things usually go pretty fast, Zach, or I've got time.
You got time. I mean, a lot of people are going to want to do this on weekends and anything like that. Like I said, I've gotten about three or four requests throughout the summer, and they're not usually piled up on one another. If one place isn't available, another park's going to definitely be available. It just depends on those playing facilities. If you want to rent the tennis courts, if you want to rent the pickleball courts, and you don't have to do all four. If you just want to do two of them, you can do that as well.
Pickleball has gotten huge over the last decade. I had no idea what the heck this game was until I actually moved up here. Apparently,
it's the fastest growing sport in the nation.
That's amazing. Yeah,
it's insane. We have a huge population of young people and young individuals to 90, 80 year old people who are playing pickleball on a consistent basis. It is a very rapid growing sport in the nation, and it's just fun. It's fun to play. Honestly, it's how to explain it would be like table tennis on a bigger version. So yeah. That's how I best explain it. But there's some little tricks and tips that you can. I mean, if you just go down to Thorn Rider Park, we have the Pickleball Association. They have four pickleball courts, I think, and then we have two that are attached to our tennis courts as well too. So there's six pickleball courts that are in town as well, just outdoors. And every single day morning, there's at least 10 to 30 people that are there playing pickleball. And it's awesome. Yeah.
I had to write a news story on pickleball, and so I had to go back and search out the entire history. And if you want to read something really interesting, folks, check that out. It's out there. The history of pickleball itself is really interesting, and playing the sport is really fun, and anyone can do it.
Yep. Oh, that's what makes it so fun.
Lifetime sport.
Absolutely. An absolute lifetime sport. All right. One more question before I take a quick commercial break. What's happening with Scoops Ice Cream Stand?
Oh, we're excited to open Scoops. I know that's a really big amenity.
That's a childhood destination.
It is,
right,
man,
there.
Down in Kendrick Park. And so we have our opening day set for May 19th. We're going to be closing Labor Day weekend. While school is in session, we're going to be open Monday through Friday, 3:45 to 8 p.m. And then Saturdays and Sundays are going to be 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then the summer schedule we're looking at going to be daily is going to be 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And so we're just really excited to offer all of the different flavors. And Rich and Kennedy are doing a great job of getting that up and running. And it's just a great thing that we offer to the community, and we're glad that we can do that.
It's got to be one of the coolest duties up there at the rec district. I mean, who doesn't like seeing the ice cream guys?
It's definitely our most popular applicant position. We get a lot of applicants for the ice cream stand. Definitely a lot of our applicants that come through early and often during this early part of the winter.
All right, and on that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll have more with our Sheridan Rec District right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse, the 930 KROE, 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
The Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show was another huge success, thanks in part to all the vendors and the community. First Federal was proud to be a major sponsor again. We hope you got a lot of ideas for this spring and summer. Let the team at First Federal Bank and Trust help you achieve your dream of home ownership. We offer a variety of loan programs, refinancing options, and lot and construction loans. Making home happen wherever you are. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Did you know your carpet acts like a giant air filter, collecting allergens, bacteria, and all sorts of other treasures? Let our experts at Captain Clean prolong the life of your carpet, protect your indoor air quality, and make your carpet proud to call itself carpet again. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726, and schedule your next carpet cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you.
Spring is here and nice weather has arrived. That means green lawns, killing weeds, and spending time in the backyard and the great outdoors. Shipton's Big R is your headquarters for practically everything lawn and garden and spring power equipment. Cub Cadet push mowers starting at $419.99, all the way up to high performance zero turn models now in stock and brand new from Husqvarna. Excite zero turn mowers, the ultimate cutting machine. In stock mowers for every need and whatever fits your budget. A great selection of string trimmers from Steel, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. Inside our stores, it's springtime. Come see and shop what we have for you. Lawn tractor batteries, garden hoses and accessories, shovels, trash bags, Roundup, totes of premium topsoil, and many other items. Starting May 1st, be sure to check out our 20-page spring flyer in your mailbox, available online at shiptonsbigr.com and also available in our stores. Springtime is happening right now at Shipton's Big R on Sugarland Drive in Sheridan.
McTeacher Night is tonight at McDonald's on Coffeen Avenue, benefiting Woodland Park Elementary. That's right, tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. Come into McDonald's on Coffeen Avenue. Have a great meal, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit Coffeen Elementary. You'll be served by some of your favorite teachers and administrators, and, of course, the great McDonald's team. McTeacher Night tonight, 5 to 8 p.m., benefiting Woodland Park Elementary School. McTeacher Night will be at the Coffeen Avenue location only.
You hear that? Why, that's the sound of your lawn not getting mowed right. Those blades are out of kilter, and that carb is set to choke instead of yodel. You have to add air to your mower tires every time you use it? Well, that's not good for the environment. Using up all that air causing global warming? Hendo Service Center can take the hickey up out of your giddy up and have that mower running smoother than Tennessee whiskey. Hendo Service Center, located on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this morning I am joined by the Executive Director of the Sheridan Recreation District, Alexander Mock, and Recreation Manager, Zach Stewart. In 2019, City of Sheridan Parks and Recreation Master Plan Update Community Survey. This was a survey taken by residents of the City of Sheridan. Kendrick Park Pool rated as one of the top priorities for investment for recreation facilities, as over 70% of the respondents to that survey reported that they would like to see the pool renovated or rebuilt. The point, this pool is important to the people of Sheridan. So what's happening out at the pool this year?
So that was a great segue. We are opening Kendrick Pool. You know, there was talk at the city. They put it out for a bid for them to be able to get a renovated pool option for the community. And so they are still working on that. And we're excited to see where they're going to end up in that whole renovation process. But that being said, this year we are going to be opening Kendrick Pool as is for this summer. Hopefully by August, we'll be able to hand those keys over to a contractor and they'll be able to start those renovations. And so we're excited for that aspect of it, but we're also excited to be able to offer this to the community so that they're able to still come to the Kendrick Pool, because it is one of the busiest pools in this region. And so we're just really excited.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to the renovations, I'm glad we're not kicking them off right now. Right.
Right.
Like, we're going to wait till the end of summer from the looks of it. I don't know. I don't even know if there is a schedule that's in existence as of right now. Now, there are season passes if you don't want to go down, pay the fee every day, or if you just know that's where my kid's going to spend the majority of their time, it's in the water. What do we have option-wise as far as season passes?
Yeah, so we have two options. We have just our regular prices, and then we have our early bird special prices. So for our adults that are 18 and up, it's going to be $75 per person for the season. Our children, so our kiddos that are the ages 3 to 17, it's $55 for the season. And then a family up to 6 is $205 per season. And that's going to be our early bird special. That's going to take place at we're going to open those type of memberships on May 20th, excuse me, to May 31st. And so we're going to do it a little bit differently this year. Instead of opening the Kendrick Pool for them to come down and register or to sign up as a member, they're going to come to the Sheridan Rec District office. And so that's located at 1579 Thorn Rider Park. And it's a big blue office there. So we're excited about that. Our regular prices, so after May 31st, so June 1st, because the pool is going to be opening June 1st, so we're excited. It's going to be 1 to 5 when we're opening, and then they can come down and sign up for just the regular prices. For our adults from that 18 and up, it's going to be $85 for the season. Children are going to be from 3 to 17 is $65 per season for the season. And then a family of up to 6 is $230 for the season. So we're excited about that. Kiddos that are 2 and under, those are free. They have to be accompanied by an adult, obviously, when they come in. But that is something that we're excited. We are looking at closing the Kendrick Pool August 18th. So that's going to be for our last day for that August 18th day. We're going to be open from 1 to 5. We are doing our awesome our dog swim.
I was going to ask if the dog swim's happening.
We're excited about that. That's also going to be on the last day, so from 5 to 6. If you want to bring your pup down and swim around in the pool, it's completely safe for them to do that. So all the chlorine and all the chemicals are out of the pool by that time. So it's $2 per dog to come down for that. And then one thing that we're partnered with, Blue Peak, which is the internet service that's coming into town. You've probably seen all of their billboards and everything and all their ads. But they're actually sponsoring a community free swim, and that's going to be on June 19th, and those hours are going to be, it's going to be an evening swim, so it's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. And so shout out to Blue Peak for sponsoring a community free swim event. So bring your family down.
That's going to be a great time.
Yeah. Hopefully there's going to be a lot of people there, so we're excited about that. Not too cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we don't have one of those summer cold snaps sweep through about that time. What are the typical day prices if I were to drop maybe two or three of my 11 to 13-year-old kids off? I know they're safe. I know they're trained. I don't have to be there. It's just a good way for them to spend the afternoon. What am I paying?
Sure. So for the day prices, it's going to be $3.75 for your kiddo, and then $5 for your adults and adults and seniors. So, yeah.
And when it comes to weekend rentals, is that any kind of an option?
Yep.
Yeah.
What are those look like?
I'll have Alex answer that.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's fine. So we have weekend and evening rentals. So we're opening our first weekend rental, or weekend and evening rentals are going to start June 15th, and they're going to go through August 11th. And so we aren't going to have any reservations for July 4th or the week of rodeo. So those are two dates that you'll want to make sure that you're paying attention to when you want to reserve a weekend or an evening rental. And so those evening rentals, they're from 7 to 9 p.m. So they're after hours. They're for you if you want to have like a company picnic, or if you want to do a barbecue, you can come and rent out the pool, and it's all yours. We provide the lifeguards. Those prices of that will vary from $145 for those 2 hours for 75 people for an hour and a half, to $260 for 175 plus people for 2 hours. So for more information on that, just get a hold of me down at the Rec District office, and we'll be able to set you up and find an availability for you.
Now, when it comes to lifeguards, do you guys usually have like an influx of returning college students, high school students, things like that?
Well,
sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
if you get lucky, right?
Like, you know, I think lifeguards are one of the hardest, they're the hardest position, honestly. They're the most important position in any Parks and Rec district. And you ask the YMCA, they're going to say the same thing. Because you're entrusting high school kids to in the safety and security of children, of adults, with being able to save lives. And so it's a big responsibility that we put on them. And so we are always looking for additional lifeguards right now. Right now we are a little low. So if you are interested, we will get you trained. We are actually working with the YMCA with being able to get all of our lifeguards certified, so that they don't have to find their own means of getting certified, but just come down, fill out an application. We'll go through an interview process. And if you are selected to join and you're going to be a good fit with the Sheridan Rec District, we'll make sure to get you certified. And so that way you're going to be taught, you're going to be trained well, and you're going to have a fun summer too, because you get to be out in the sun and you get to hang out with friends and patrons in the community, because as you know, it's a really popular place in the summer.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you touched on the responsibility of that. You know, some people might think, oh well, lifeguards, what an easy job, you sit up there on your seat and you watch over a pool. That's a lot of responsibility.
It's a huge responsibility. You are. And you know, some lifeguards get a bad rap because they're so diligent and looking at what their piece of water that they're supposed to be looking at, that they can't necessarily ask or answer the questions that are being asked by patrons. And so it is one thing that it's tough to do, and especially with being able to entrust them with, I mean, you're saving lives, like you said, and making sure that the pool is safe and secure. Don't be too hard on them. You know, they're just trying
they're
to
not
do
their, there to they're, have they're, a conversation. They're,
no,
folks.
They're not there. They're just there to save lives, is what they're there for.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything that you would like to put forward about the Sheridan Rec District before we call it quits? I got about a minute and a half with you.
Oh yeah.
Swim lessons.
The swim lessons. Yeah. We are offering our swim lessons. And so, we're offering 4 sessions of our swim lessons. They are going to start June 17th. And so we are going to open registration on May 28th. And so from May 28th to May 31st, come down to the Sheridan Rec District office and we'll get you signed up for that. And so there's six different lessons from parent and child. So if you want to just get your kiddo comfortable with the water, feel free. And we have spaces for them, as well as if you're working on specific types of strokes. Like if you are a swimmer here at the Sheridan High School, you're able to work on those. We'll keep training you and put you through a rigorous involvement in that as well too. And so the last thing that I would say, that the prices are from $30 to $35 in that. The four sessions are June 17th, July 8th, July 22nd, and August 5th. They run for 2 weeks. They go Monday to Thursday. And if there is a makeup day, we make those up on Friday mornings. So weather makeup would be if it's raining or if it's too cold or if there's lightning in the air. So right. we're excited about that. And then the last thing is we got water aerobics that are starting June 3rd. And so those run Monday through Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. And you can get a day pass for $2 for them, a punch pass for $16, or a season pass for $90.
Fantastic. Alex, Zach, thank you both so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure having the Sheridan Rec District on.
Thanks, Floyd.
Thanks, Floyd.
All right, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM Sheridan.
The Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show was another huge success, thanks in part to all the vendors and the community. First Federal was proud to be a major sponsor again. We hope you got a lot of ideas for this spring and summer. Let the team at First Federal Bank and Trust help you achieve your dream of home ownership. We offer a variety of loan programs, refinancing options, and lot and construction loans. Making home happen wherever you are. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mark April 26th on your calendars for something truly special. Join Compass Center for Families at the historic Sheridan Inn for the annual Light of Hope Breakfast, a gathering of hearts and hands dedicated to making a difference in Sheridan County. This year, they are recognizing the Sheridan County YMCA as their champion for children. And the best part, it's absolutely free. RSVP by calling Compass Center for Families or emailing Andrea at compass4families.org.
Have you been into Connect Home Center and seen their store remodel? You'll be inspired with all their new displays. And Connect is now an authorized Marvin window dealer. As part of their remodel celebration, you can enter the Connect Home Center Spring Sweepstakes for a chance to win a $300 Connect gift card. Enter for a chance to win on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com now through April 26th. And swing by Connect Home Center at 1836 South Sheridan Avenue in Sheridan for all your spring projects.
This is Ken here at Prime Rate Motors. We understand everybody's situation is different. We have helped people get into the car they need by numerous ways. You may need to downtrade for lower payments. You may wish to trade in more than one car. Prime Rate Motors will accept trade-ins on trailers, tractors, campers, even four-wheelers. So let us help you get into a premium, pre-owned vehicle that is exactly what you want and need. Here at Prime Rate Motors and Super Trailer Store on Sheridan's Coffeen Avenue or PrimeRateMotors.com.
Beat the press, Sunday at noon on News Talk 930 and 103.9 FM.